Loud. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So Viking injuries, a lot of them. We know J.J. McCarthy's got a high ankle sprain. Looks like he's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks. Your thoughts on that? And is it Carson Wentz that will take over?
Yeah, it's Carson Wentz. So McCarthy, on his run to the left where he got to the sideline but got hit as he was going out of bounds, the Vikings actually think it was a hip drop tackle. They're sending that to the league. On that play, he got a high ankle sprain. I saw him limping a little bit walking through the – I think I even referenced it in my column. I saw him limping a little bit in the locker room, but I, you know, didn't look serious, obviously. But high ankle sprains can feel much worse the next day after they stiffen up. So, you know, it could be 1 week, could be 3 weeks. If he doesn't respond to treatment very well, they could go ahead and put him on IR for a month. We'll see. That decision will probably be made later this week. Right now, the plan is for Wentz to start this week and go week by week, see how McCarthy's doing. Of course, this does open the door for Wentz if he played brilliantly. You know, it'd be really easy for them to say that ankle really hurts a lot. I've already had a bunch of conspiracy theorists reach out and tell me that the Vikings are pretending that McCarthy's hurt. You can't do that. There are 200 people, 300 people in that organization who all know what's going on. You can't fake an injury. Somebody's gonna tell, and then you're all look like liars and idiots. That's not the deal. He hurt his ankle, you know, and it's a high ankle sprain, and those can be problematic for, you know, a matter of weeks. So it'll be Wentz, and then we'll see what happens after that. All the other injuries probably not worth talking about until we get later in the week and see actual injury reports. Even then, we probably won't know. But you know, it's an amazing spate of quarterback injuries in week two. Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, J.J. McCarthy. I'm going to forget about half of them because there were so many of them. But it's a brutal sport.
So what do we know about Carson Wentz? I mean, he's been a backup for a long time. Of course, he did, you know, come on the scene with the Eagles, had some successful years there. Last year was a backup with the Chiefs. What do you think about how he might fare in this offense?
Well, let's be specific. He, as a rookie, high draft choice with the Eagles, he looked like he was on his way to being the MVP of the league. And maybe he would have won that Super Bowl here at U.S. Bank Stadium. He was kind of everything you want in a modern quarterback. Big arm, big guy, mobile, could run with power. Got hurt late in that season, and Nick Foles takes over. We know what happened after that. Since then, things have not gone well for Carson Wentz. You know, from what I've heard from people around the league, he also hasn't always been the most pleasant guy to have in your locker room. This is a chance. Listen, you know, talented people in sports get lots of chances. This might be his last best chance to prove that he's a starter. He didn't go back to the Chiefs last year after being on their bench, you know, behind Mahomes last year. Obviously, I don't know if they wanted him back, but, you know, obviously from his perspective, he's not going to start for the Chiefs. He was looking for a place where there might be a little bit more of an opening, and here's his opening. He is a talented guy, and we'll see what he's got.
Now, he ran quite a bit early in his career. Is that still something that's part of his game?
We don't know. You know, I mean, he's still big, strong. He's still a big, strong guy. I would imagine he can still run. I'm guessing he's probably not quite as spry as he was, a 22-year-old or whatever, but, you know, he also hasn't had many major injuries lately, so I would think he would be able to run.
Is, you know, he does not have the familiarity with his offense. I mean, he signs, you know, right after what training camp was over with when they made that trade to send Sam Howell to Philadelphia. Is he up to speed?
Probably not, but he has been in the league for a long time. He's been in the league for what, 8-9 years now. He's been with a lot of different offensive coordinators. Honestly, you know, the two things that are toughest thing to adapt to are terminology and familiarity with your teammates. You know, I mean, what if Justin Jefferson might like, he might want the ball right out of a break, you know, and until you play with him, it's really hard to throw it exactly right. So this is one of those situations where it's kind of up to O'Connell to Josh Dobbs it, you know, to give him an offense that he can command well as he's just getting used to it. And Connell's a very good coach. But sometimes really good coaches really want to prove how good they are, you know, and they want complex. They want exotic. They want to fool people. And I think with Wentz stepping into the situation, you need to give him an offense that he can execute well.
Max Brosmer then would be the number two guy. You're probably seeing people on social media trying to get, you know, say Max should start instead.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Carson Wentz will be the guy. But now Max is just one injury away, I guess, from seeing some time.
He is. Let's look at it this way. Max Brosmer and J.J. McCarthy both played in the Big Ten, right? They were both good quarterbacks in the Big Ten. McCarthy was a much better quarterback in the Big Ten. He faced better competition. He won a national championship. He played for 3 or 4 years. I can't remember how many years he actually started for Michigan. And he played for an NFL, a great Hall of Fame NFL head coach in Jim Harbaugh. And he didn't look ready. Do you think Max Brosmer, after 1 year of Big Ten football, is ready?
No, I agree with you 100% on that. And, you know, and who knows, maybe Max at some point would be a decent quarterback in the NFL, but it seems like it would make a lot of sense to a team that's 1-1 to turn to a guy with no experience over a guy who's had some experience and some success in the NFL in Carson Wentz. So I think I did see that Aaron Jones is unlikely. Didn't Kevin O'Connell say that he's probably not going to go because of the hamstring?
Yeah, he's out. He has a real hamstring injury. And honestly, I think if he wasn't hurt, I think they would have started Mason and used Jones as a third down back this week anyway, or just given Jones a ceremonial start and given most of the work to Mason. It's very obvious that Mason's their better runner and that Jones is the better receiver. So whenever they're healthy, I hope they use them in that way. But they need to, you know, they need to power run the ball and make things simple for the quarterback and then let Wentz make some plays, you know, and Wentz also needs to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. This offense is built to get Jefferson the ball, and he needs to do that.
So Xavier Scott, the only other healthy running back on the roster?
And he hasn't been healthy, but yeah, he's healthy now, but he missed the week one game with an injury. Yes. Ty Chandler's on IR, and CJ Ham's on IR. I actually think CJ Ham, I said this on the Viking Update podcast we do, I think CJ Ham is, they're missing him a lot. You're talking about a team that's failing to run the ball well and failing to protect the quarterback. CJ Ham could help a lot in that regard. So it'll probably be good for them to get him back if O'Connell's willing to use a fullback more often. Listen, the injuries are serious. We still don't know if the Darius Slaw is going to play. We don't know if Harrison Smith is going to play. We don't know if Okuda is going to come back from a concussion. We still don't know if the interior offensive line, what that's going to look like. They've got a million injury concerns right now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's kind of a mess. And certainly we'll find out more as the week goes on here about some of these guys' status. Last night in the NFL, we had two Monday night games. The Buccaneers, they beat the Texans 20-19. Baker Mayfield engineered that drive with just a few seconds remaining, and then they got the touchdown run from Rashad White. What are your thoughts on Mayfield? Is he good?
He's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for a while now, and I will admit that I gave up on him after I watched him with the Browns. I remember, one of the advantages of watching games from the press box, you can see pass patterns developing, see who's open and who's not. And I remember Mayfield playing here, and apparently he and Odell Beckham Jr. had a spat, because swear to God, I watched that game and Odell Beckham Jr. was open all day and Mayfield would not throw him the ball. And I thought, that's petty. That's unprofessional. I want nothing to do with this quarterback. Give Baker Mayfield credit. He has been phenomenal ever since he got to the Bucs. He makes big plays. He gets the ball downfield. He runs one of the best offenses in the NFL. He's scrappy. He will run for a first down or a touchdown. He's willing to play physically. He's a leader. I was completely wrong about him. He's phenomenal.
And the Chargers beat the Raiders last night, so they're 2-0. Are the Chargers a team that could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl? Are they good enough to knock off the Ravens or the Bills?
They're really good, and they're really physical. It's a Harbaugh team. They're big. They're physical. They grind you down. They hit you. They force mistakes. Their defense forces mistakes. They have a great safety in Derwin James Jr. Khalil Mack got hurt last night. He's probably out for a while, but they have a physical front. Herbert looks fantastic right now. It looks like, Harbaugh's working his magic with him. He might end up being all pro this year. They have big physical receivers. The only thing they aren't doing that they want to do is Harbaugh wants to power run and throw the ball downfield. Right now, the rookie running back, Omari Hampton, is not looking good. He's kind of looking for the big play. And right now, his offensive line is not – he's faced two very good defensive fronts in his first two NFL games, and they are not giving him room, and he's not doing anything with it. Najee Harris actually looked like the better back last night, but they drafted Hampton to give him a home run hitter. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they bring Hampton along. If they can get the power running game going, they have everything else.
And one last one, the Twins last night, 7-0 winners over the Yankees. Simeon Woods Richardson, 6 shutout innings, 2 hits allowed, 11 strikeouts. Your thoughts on him?
You got two really interesting developments last night. Simeon Woods Richardson, who had been kind of just muddling about all year after being very good last year, he was great last night. 11 strikeouts, throwing strikes. He walked through people, but it's a tough lineup. Dominated a playoff team. Really impressive. We'll see if he can bottle that, because that was a really impressive outing. Two other things, they tried McCusker at DH, didn't do anything, but they're looking, you know, they're looking for any big bat they can find. They need a big bat. They need big bats at first base and DH. That's been one of their major flaws. The third one, Austin Martin, all of a sudden his OPS is up near 800, which is very good major league offensive player. He can run. He can play anywhere in the outfield. He's turning himself into a part of the team's future.
All right, Jim, what do you got on your podcast?
We actually did the Viking Update show on YouTube and at TalkNorth.com and as a podcast. And then we got the yesterday morning, then we got the quarterback news. So we're going to redo it this morning and get that out. We're also going to do Don Mitchell's interview show with Star Tribune football writer Emily Leiker, who is doing a great job for us. And we'll do so. Those shows will be out here in the next couple of days. Still a good chin music for myself and Roy Smalley talking about the young Twins hitters and what's going on with the Twins. Russo on hockey, Randy Shaver in high school football, Mark Rosen Sports Monday with Scott Studwell, really good stuff. Scott's loosened up a lot from when he was a player. And everything's at TalkNorth.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jay.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune Sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Jim, once again today, brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. News from ABC's next on WJON.